Welcome to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast. I want to start off this episode by thanking recent supporters for their donations that have been received via Ko-fi in the past month. These donations pay for the online services like podcast hosting, web hosting, and the online tools that make these podcasts available for free. Your generous support makes Dhamma available and free of charge for all. Thank you so much for your kind support. This episode is a narration of the 37th Sutta of the Middle Discourses of the Buddha, the Chula Tanha Sankhaya Sutta. This translates as the longer discourse on the ending of craving. In this discourse, one of the Buddha's chief disciples, Venerable Maha Moggallana, visits the heaven of Sakka, the Lord of the Gods, to see whether he really understands what the Buddha is teaching. This translation of the Chula Tanha Sankhya Sutta is by Bhikkhu Sajjato and was sourced from Sutta Central. May you all benefit from hearing the original teachings of the Buddha. The Chula Tanha Sankhya Sutta, the shorter discourse on the ending of craving. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Savatthi in the eastern monastery, the stilt longhouse of Megara's mother. And then Sakka, Lord of the Gods, went up to the Buddha, bowed, stood to one side and said to him, "Sir, how do you briefly define a mendicant who is freed through the ending of craving, who has reached the ultimate end, the ultimate sanctuary from the yoke, the ultimate spiritual life, the ultimate goal, and is best among gods and humans?" "Lord of the Gods, take a mendicant who has heard nothing is worth insisting on. When a mendicant has heard that nothing is worth insisting on, they directly know all things. Directly knowing all things, they completely understand all things. Completely understanding all things, when they experience any kind of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, they meditate, observing impermanence, dispassion, cessation, and letting go in those feelings. Meditating in this way, they don't grasp at anything in the world. Not grasping, they're not anxious. Not being anxious, they personally become extinguished. They understand rebirth is ended, the spiritual journey has been completed, what had to be done has been done, and there is no return to any state of existence. That's how I briefly define a mendicant who is freed through the ending of craving, who has reached the ultimate end, the ultimate sanctuary from the yoke, the ultimate spiritual life, the ultimate goal, and is best among gods and humans." Then Sakka, Lord of the Gods, having approved and agreed with what the Buddha said, bowed and respectfully circled the Buddha, keeping him on his right before vanishing right there. Now at that time, Venerable Maha Moggallana was sitting not far from the Buddha. He thought, "Did that spirit comprehend what the Buddha said when he agreed with him or not? Why don't I find out?" And then Venerable Maha Moggallana, as easily as a strong person would extend or contract their arm, vanished from the Eastern Monastery and reappeared among the gods of the 33. Now at that time, Sakka was amusing himself in the single lotus park, supplied and provided with divine orchestra. Seeing Maha Moggallana coming off in the distance, he dismissed the orchestra, approached Maha Moggallana and said, "Come, my good Moggallana, welcome, good sir. It's been a long time since you took the opportunity to come here. Sit, my good Moggallana. This seat is for you." Maha Moggallana sat down on the seat spread out, while Sakka took a low seat and sat to one side. Maha Moggallana said to him, Kosya, how did the Buddha briefly explain freedom through the ending of craving? Please share this talk with me so that I can also get to hear it. My good Moggallana, I have many duties and much to do, not only for myself, but also for the gods of the 33. Still, what is properly heard, learned, attended, and memorized does not vanish all of a sudden. Once upon a time, a battle was fought between the gods and the Titans. In that battle, the gods won and the Titans lost. When I returned from that battle as a conqueror, I created the Palace of Victory. The Palace of Victory has 100 towers. Each tower has 700 chambers. Each chamber has 7 nymphs. Each nymph has 7 maids. Would you like to see the lovely Palace of Victory? Maha Moggallana consented with silence. Then, putting Venerable Maha Moggallana in front, Saka, Lord of the Gods, and Vaisavana, the great king, went to the Palace of Victory. When they saw Moggallana coming off in the distance, Saka's maids, being discreet and prudent, each went to her own bedroom. They were just like a daughter-in-law who is discreet and prudent when they see their father-in-law. Then Saka and Vaisavana encouraged Moggallana to wander and explore the palace, saying, See, in the palace, my good Moggallana, this lovely thing and that lovely thing. That looks beautiful for the Venerable Kosya, as befits one who has made merit in the past. Humans, when they see something lovely, also say, It looks beautiful enough for the gods of the 33. That looks beautiful for the Venerable Kosya, as befits one who has made merit in the past. Then Moggallana thought, This spirit lives much too negligently. Why don't I stir up a sense of urgency in him? Then Moggallana used his psychic power to make the Palace of Victory shake and rock and tremble with his big toe. Then Saka, Vaisavana, and the gods of the 33, their minds full of wonder and amazement, thought, Oh, how incredible, how amazing! The ascetic has such power and might that he makes the gods' home shake and rock and tremble with his big toe. Knowing that Saka was shocked and awestruck, Moggallana said to him, Kosya, how did the Buddha briefly explain freedom through the ending of craving? Please share this talk with me so that I can also get to hear it. My dear Moggallana, I approached the Buddha, bowed, stood to one side and said to him, Sir, how do you briefly define a mendicant who is freed with the ending of craving, who has reached the ultimate end, the ultimate sanctuary from the yoke, the ultimate spiritual life, the ultimate goal, and is best among gods and humans? When I had spoken, the Buddha said to me, Lord of gods, it's when a mendicant has heard, nothing is worth insisting on. When a mendicant has heard that nothing is worth insisting on, they directly know all things. Directly knowing all things, they completely understand all things. Having completely understood all things, when they experience any kind of feeling, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, they meditate, observing impermanence, dispassion, cessation, and letting go in those feelings. Meditating in this way, they don't grasp at anything in the world. Not grasping, they're not anxious. Not being anxious, they personally become extinguished. They understand, rebirth is ended, the spiritual journey has been completed. What had to be done has been done, there is no return to any state of existence. That's how I briefly define a mendicant who is freed through the ending of craving, who has reached the ultimate end, the ultimate sanctuary from the yoke, the ultimate spiritual life, the ultimate goal, and is best among gods and humans. That's how the Buddha briefly explained freedom through the ending of craving to me. Moggallana approved and agreed with what Sakka said. As easily as a strong person would extend or contract their arm, he vanished from among the gods of the 33 and reappeared in the Eastern Monastery. Soon after Moggallana left, Sakka's maid said to him, "Good sir, was that the Blessed One, your teacher?" "No, it was not. That was my spiritual companion, Venerable Maha Moggallana." "You're fortunate, good sir, so very fortunate to have a spiritual companion of such power and might. We can't believe that's not the Blessed One, your teacher." Then Maha Moggallana went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side and said to him, "Sir, do you recall briefly explaining freedom through the ending of craving to a certain well-known and illustrious spirit?" "I do, Moggallana." And the Buddha retold all that had happened when Sakka came to visit him, adding, "That's how I recall briefly explaining freedom through the ending of craving to Sakka, Lord of Gods." That is what the Buddha said. Satisfied, Venerable Maha Moggallana was happy with what the Buddha said. This ends the Chula Tanha Sankhya Sutta. If you've enjoyed listening to the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, please subscribe via your favorite podcast player and share this podcast with friends. If you'd like to find out more about the Buddha's Wisdom Podcast, you can go to everydaydharma.net, where you'll find all previous episodes along with the text version of the sutta. If you'd like to support this free distribution Dharma project by making a one-off or recurring donation, go to the Ko-fi link in the show notes below. Thank you for listening. May you all find happiness and peace.